We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Good morning to you. It's actually Amy Lawrence. I'm back. I don't know if I'm better than ever. That remains to be seen. But it is the dog days, and I've got not much time off left the rest of the year. Goodness, so many family events the first half of the year, plus honeymoon, and that's taken most of my vacation. But it's all right. I'm glad to be back. I am never shy about how much I love working this time of the year. I know that you'll hear some radio hosts in the sports industry talk about how it's slow and it's boring and all that jazz. I disagree, actually. I think if you're really good at your job and you're creative, you can always find different topics or different ways to present sports that, yeah, people think it might be the busiest time of the year. I'm pretty good at that. And it's not all hype and hyperbole. There is a lot going on. I was using the metaphor earlier of water right before it boils and the bubbles start to come up, and you can see there's a lot of activity just below the surface of the water, or maybe hot molten lava as it is bubbling beneath the surface before an eruption. So this is a busy July. Not only do we have the Olympics that are just now, let's see, the opening ceremonies are 10 days away. And so they will get super busy and become top headlines going into the last week of July and then on into August. But also, we're days away from NFL training camps, if that wasn't enough. Plus, you've got Major League Baseball and the trade deadline that will be upon us in a few weeks. And SEC media days, and that follows Big 12 media days and some of the others. And so college football is right around the corner as well. There's plenty happening. Wimbledon just wrapped up. You've got the Open Championship in golf coming up this weekend. And so there's a lot of focus as well on some of the international events, which I really enjoy because those generally air while we are here in the studio. Boom. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, back after celebrating my brother's milestone birthday with a long weekend of events. We had a real good time. There was everything from an extensive Lord of the Rings party. My brother had to dress up like Gandalf. He was so surprised, too. He had no idea. My nieces had costumes. They had signs. They had food that was perfect for a hobbit spread, if you will. second breakfast for first breakfast or whatever the phrase is. I don't quote Lord of the Rings like they do, at least not all the movies. They've watched them, I don't know how many times, the trilogy. And so they came up with this really sweet way to celebrate his milestone birthday with a big Lord of the Rings Hobbit party. So it was awesome. We also, for those of you who love the board game of Catan, we also played, I think, a three-hour game of Catan with the extender pack. So it was the six of us that were playing. We went into Washington, D.C. My husband had never seen the monuments, had never been downtown in the mall. And so that was kind of fun, although it was hot. Hot, hot, hot on Saturday. For those of you who are out and about, you know this. I did share some photos on both Twix, A-Law Radio, as well as Facebook. There's some up there if you want to check those out. Maybe we'll get a few more up as I have time. But on Saturday, because we ducked into the Museum of American History just to get half hour of air condition, we ended up in the area that tell the story about the different wars that Americans have gone through and the conflicts. I think it was the Price of Peace, something along those lines, or I can't remember exactly what the exhibit was named, but it was really devoted to wars in our nation's history. And as we're up there, we're looking for the exhibit. We were up on the third floor, right across from the escalator, happened to be the exhibit dedicated to entertainment, the entire section of that third floor, the top floor that was dedicated to entertainment. And just inside the archway, Star Wars focus. It was awesome. In fact, I can't even claim to have found it first. My husband saw it before I did, but he told me right away. And what they have on display in this Star Wars spotlight are the original costumes for R2-D2 and C-3PO from Return of the Jedi. No, they weren't. Well, my sister-in-law didn't believe people were in there. They weren't machines. They weren't robots. They were actual people inside the costumes. And so those costumes are displayed, and I loved it. Took a photo with them, but also shared a photo with you. And so that was really neat to be able to see them. Of course, I geeked out a little bit. So those are up on my Twix as well. So yeah, check out the photos. It's good to be back with you. I appreciate all of your I missed you messages. It astounds me every time that there are people who are freaking out that somehow I just am never going to talk again. When I go away on vacation, it's not because I'm taking some time off. It's because I got fired or I left the show. I just don't get that. I don't understand the jump to freaking out. Trust me, when I go, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get ushered out of the building and all of a sudden my social media get turned off. I'll let you know when it's time to go, when I've made the choice to do something else maybe. So yeah, don't freak out. Vacation is good for us as Americans and as human beings. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. It is not available in all states, so you'll have to check it out on your own. It's after hours during the All-Star break, which means that I really look forward to not just the Home Run Derby, but the All-Star game, which will take place on this Tuesday night. I was actually really disappointed by the Home Run Derby. It felt like it dragged and it went on forever. I was willing to give the new format a chance. And I did watch it through that first round. It got a little convoluted, the bonus rounds, the extra outs. This one's timed 40 pitches, but it's a time limit. Then it doesn't matter how many pitches in the second kind of bonus round for all these different guys. So yeah, I watched the first round extensively. I was paying attention to it. And then I'm thinking, all right, the second round, I was hoping it was just the four guys who made it to the finals and the guy with the most home runs wins. Like, how complicated does it have to be? Instead, it's another set of timed pitches followed by a bonus round with outs. And there's all these graphics on the TV. It got to be a little bit too much, not to mention it went on and on and on and on. So unfortunately, at least for me, for this baseball fan, it felt like it was a home run derby that had been tinkered with too much. The format from the last few years was fine. Here's baseball who's trying to speed up the pace of their games, and then they drag through a home run derby. So I felt like it went too many rounds, too many bonus pitches or outs or whatever. And honestly, did you not notice that the guys were getting tired? They looked worn out. And I know that happens even in climate-controlled Globe Life Field. The ballpark at Arlington, the new one, it's the showcase. I know it's beautiful. I haven't been there, but a lot of my friends who live in the area tell me it's gorgeous. I like the old one, but I get why they needed to make it climate controlled. Anyway, it felt like it went on forever, and I don't know how many people were still there to the end, but the guys themselves were tired, so maybe just the two rounds. Who knows? I wasn't as into it this year. And honestly, a really good final round where we had some guy go off for 30 home runs, maybe not possible or likely, but I was hopeful that we were going to get something like that, if for no other reason than to erase the memory of the national anthem. If you didn't hear it, oh gosh, I hate to spoil your bliss, especially on this morning. We won't play the whole thing because it's awful and it hurts my ears, but the woman's name is Ingrid Andress. She's apparently a country music singer. I will admit I'd not heard of her, even though I do love country music. And I can't help but think of all of the country music stars, even if you're just narrowing it down to those who have a connection to Texas, this is the best that you could do?
And the rocket's red glare.
Oh.
The bombs bursting in air.
Oh, no.
That our flag was still there.
Ouch.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Or the
why? I'm not sure there's an adequate answer for that, but why? Chris, who's filling in, producing on this show, he's hiding his face in his shirt. And you should see the look on my... Actually, it's a good thing you can't see the look on my face. That... Forget cringe-worthy. That makes you want to hide your head and under a pillow and cover your ears so you can't hear anymore. That was awful. Again, there are so many incredible, worthy country music stars that I'm sure could have nailed it. We didn't even play the part at the beginning where she completely got the words wrong. I'm sorry for her. I'm kind of embarrassed for her. The thing is, the national anthem is not an easy song. It's not. We make people audition for everything. Like American Idol, for heaven's sake. Shouldn't you have to audition to sing the national anthem at an event like that one, a marquee event? And I just kept thinking, why? During her practice or preparation, a family member, a friend who heard her, just say, no, no, not quite like that. Maybe sing it with the actual notes, the actual tune in which it was written. Or when she did a sound check, No one heard it and thought, this maybe isn't a great idea. Why don't we just get someone's phone and play an instrumental version? Oh my goodness. I feel bad for her, but at the same time, I mean, if you aren't smart enough to take a card up there with the words on it, there is no shame in having the words in your hand. In case you get nervous, people do it all the time. And I keep thinking, no one's going to remember if you had a card in your hand with the words on it, just in case. But also, why? You're not reinventing the national anthem. People have tried. It's not going to happen. What, do you think that was Carl Lewis-esque? Chris, am quite sure you're too young to remember Carl Lewis singing the national anthem, but maybe you've seen it on YouTube.
I have.
Roseanne's version?
That was disastrous, too.
Yes. Was this in that same category?
I would say so.
I wonder how old she is. From now until the end of time, whenever you Google national anthem, or actually, forget national anthem, you Google Ingrid Andress. All right, hold on. She's 32. She's older than I thought she was. I thought she was in her 20s. Right now, the headlines that come up when you Google her, oh, dear. Oh, dear. Shaky might be the nicest one. No. What about Fergie? I forgot about Fergie's national anthem.
That one wasn't good either.
It's putting it mildly. Oh, my gosh.
The look on Alec Bohm's face during it was absolutely priceless.
He was trying so hard not. He was looking down most of the time because of the expression on his face. But when he dared to look up, I feel bad because he was trying so hard not to laugh. Just awful.
Very Draymond-esque. That, I think, might have been the best reaction to a botched anthem I've ever seen. That
it might be.
Smug look on
it
his face.
It might be. I'm sure she's talented, but sometimes you should just say no. If you can't sing the song the way that it's written, say no. Just say no. Gosh. This is the headline. I'm just going to read you one headline. This is from Vulture. Who is Ingrid Andress? And how bad was her national anthem? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure she's talented. She's attractive. I'm sure she has a lot going for her. Not the national anthem. Please don't ever sing it again. Ever. Not even in the bathroom. Maybe that's where she practiced. You know, people sing in the shower and it sounds so much better than what it does when you get out in front of people. Oh, Chris just raised his hand. That's TMI. No one wants to know that. It's your first out of the show. Chris is filling in for the guy who called in, who was auditioning for the show, who maybe isn't auditioning for the show anymore. I'm not really sure, but we appreciate you being here, of course. Good morning to you on what is now a Tuesday, July 16th. Later on today, the actual All-Star Game. And unlike the Home Run Derby, which took a turn for the worse, I am really excited about what we're going to get with the rookie starter on the mound for the National League versus the top of the American League order. You'll hear from the manager. It's kind of cool to think about these two guys and also the challenges they have. Trying to get everyone in the game? Are you trying to win the game? Are you trying to keep guys healthy? What's the top priority? So good stuff as we take a break from games that count. And we talk about games that don't, but this is the only All-Star game I watch, so I'm actually looking forward to it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
On a 2-2, J. Judge buys it. Center field. Cows are back on the run at the wall. It's gone. Goodbye. Soto and Judge go back to back. And the Yankees have a 6-1 lead, pouring it on the Orioles.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
Oh, rare that the Yankees are pouring it on anyone these days. But Aaron Judge does have 34 home runs and leads the majors at the break. That's the call on the Yankees radio network with one-time anchor here on the show, Emmanuel Barbari. Now he's busy, but I'm so happy for him. Aaron Judge is hitting cleanup for the American League coming up later on this evening. The All-Star game taking place at Globe Life Field. I'm actually looking forward to it. I always do for a couple of reasons. Number one, they do the feature Stand Up to Cancer, and those moments, and I think it's the sixth inning where they generally do it, those moments are really powerful. And as someone who currently has friends and even one family member who is battling cancer, I appreciate that as Americans and as sports fans, we're all in the same boat. We know someone who we've either lost to cancer or who's currently battling cancer. This doesn't apply to everyone, but thinking about Shannon Doherty and what an icon she was for me when I was growing up because of 90210, which is one of my favorite shows. She passed away at 53 years old after what was nearly a decade-long battle with breast cancer. So cancer is no respecter of persons, doesn't care about your money, your career, your number of followers on social media, doesn't care how famous you are or how healthy you are. It affects all of us as families and as individuals in some way, whether it's us personally going through it or friends, loved ones. And so I do always appreciate that moment where you can see the thousands and thousands of people in one stadium, along with players and coaches and managers and broadcasters who all have a story to tell about how cancer has affected each of them personally. So that one's powerful, that moment. But also the lineups that we get to start the game specifically, whether it's American League that's stacked at the top with the best hitter in the game, Stephen Kwan of the Guardians, Gunnar Henderson, who's the terrific all-star for the Baltimore Orioles and really the centerpiece of what they're doing now as a franchise that's attempted to go back-to-back seasons with 100-plus wins. Then Juan Soto, who very soon will be a coveted free agent, followed by Aaron Judge. So they're going 3-4 in the lineup. Will Paul Skeens face all those guys? I can't decide what I want. I don't necessarily need him to strike out the side in the first inning. I don't want him to give up a home run, really, but I would love to see him face Aaron Judge. So if somebody could walk or get an infield hit or something, just so we can get Paul Skeens against Judge, because we think, according to Torrey Lovello, that he's only going to go one inning. I mean, he's a 22-year-old rookie. Amazing, right? He's made 11 starts, fewest number of starts that we've ever seen for an all-star starter. And right now he's 6-0 with an ERA south of 2. He's got 89 strikeouts. He's getting to the point now where they can rely on him to go the 7 innings, and they're comfortable with that. He's gone 7 innings in 3 of his last 4 starts. And I love what he had to say about, yes, it's awesome to be able to start. I never expected to be here. I just wanted to be a solid starter in my first year in the bigs, but now has the opportunity to surround himself with the greats in the game.
The thing that I'm looking forward to most is just getting to spend some time with the other pitchers here and pick their brains and see what they have, what they're willing to share, and on what it takes to, you know, be a big leaguer for however long they've been here and how they have success and all that.
He's gonna be one of the top pitchers in this game for a long time. So it's gonna be exciting to get a chance to face him in his first one. And I know he's gonna have multiple All-Star game starts, you know, for years to come. So this is gonna be pretty cool.
That's Aaron Judge on the heels of that. Best home run hitter in the game right now, depending upon what happens with the Yankees. Yankees and Orioles have the same number of wins at this point in the season. Trailing, by the way, the Cleveland Guardians in terms of winning percentage. So, yeah, both those teams have scuffled in the last week and a half, couple weeks. I guess for the Yankees, it's been a little bit longer. But still, a real good team, and he is one of the best. So has to be part of the MVP conversation. As much as I think it would be super cool for Skeens to strike out the side to start just to kind of add to his initial resume, people are so geeked up about this rookie. Only the fifth rookie, by the way, to ever start an all-star affair. The last one was in the 90s, so it's been a while. I can't wait. But I would like to see one runner get aboard so that we have the matchup with Aaron Judge. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for the American League, this is really cool as well. Corbin Burnes will start for Bruce Bochy.
This is his fourth consecutive All-Star game. What he's done this year, Baltimore, you know, they're leading their division. He's a big reason for that. So, in my mind, it's just his time. It's his time to, start an All-Star game. That's why I chose him.
Yeah, 110 strikeouts already for Burnes. His record's 9-4. His ERA is 2.43. And it is a neat honor for him to be able to start. But the bigger challenge, as much as it's cool to be able to announce these starters and you've got 11 to 12 pitchers at your disposal, really there are a couple of challenges as managers for Bochy and Torey Lovello. Are you trying to win the game or are you trying to get everybody out there on the field? Like, what about that element? To me, it's an exhibition. It should be more about the experience. And I think it should be about the experience for the fans even more than it is for the players. My apologies to the athletes, especially because there are 30-plus first-time All-Stars who are participating in tonight's festivities. How about that? 32, I think, is the number. First-time All-Stars, including Paul Skeens. And so it's a showcase for a lot of the young talent, some of the best and brightest. This is huge for Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, it's up against the Republican National Convention. But for people who don't care about that, you've got this baseball game that I think really should attract a lot of eyeballs. But if you are Bruce Bochy, if you're Torey Lovello, how do you manage all of those guys and still give the fans what they want while you're trying to win? Oh, it's kind of convoluted.
It's a fun game to manage, but it is managed in a different way. There's no getting around it. You got to, be concerned about the pitchers, their pitch count. One important role that we have is to send a guy back healthy to his club, so we have to think about that too.
My biggest responsibility is to make sure that everybody plays. They're here to play. They've earned that honor, and it probably gives me the most stress as to how to get everybody in there. I know there potentially could be a ninth inning pitcher that doesn't get that inning. I'm dreading having to figure that out, who that is. So there's a few things that give me stress, but I want to give everybody a chance to play.
So Bruce Bochy's top priority is to make sure that the guys are just as healthy when they leave him as they were when they arrived. He feels like that's his responsibility. He understands how important health is, of course. I mean, his Rangers are dealing with it. But for Lovello, it's getting everyone in the game. And, every single team in baseball has to have at least one All-Star. Not a starter, obviously. But every team has to have at least one All-Star rep in order to keep the fan bases engaged, but also as a nod to the players, hey, you get to participate. Because there's no guarantees that you're ever going to get back there. It may seem like it's easy to do, but it isn't necessarily. So I recognize that it's challenging, but I would agree with Bruce. The big thing is health. What a story it becomes if one of these guys tears a muscle or something happens that impacts their ability to play down the road. And that's happened in other All-Star affairs, so I hope it doesn't happen on Tuesday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. One of my favorite stories about this All-Star game has to be Chris Sale. Everything he's been through with the injuries, and he was talking to the guys on MLB Network. He's 13-3. His ERA for the Braves is 2.7. He's got 140 strikeouts already. He's tied for fifth. And so his resurgence, already comeback player of the year. But for him, the emotional journey of getting back to the point where he is an all-star.
It's not so much fun being the oldest guy in that clubhouse. it's fun. It's awesome, man. I mean, it's obviously a long journey to get back, but it's cool to see, you know, some of these younger studs come up here and you know, doing their thing and, you know, showcasing the best baseball players in the world.
I think that's amazing. I'm really excited about watching him pitch and we'll be happy for him. Because, yeah, he's been through the ringer in the last few years, a couple of different franchises, but also the injuries that have kept him off the field, off the mound. And I say this a lot about older athletes, not that he's old, but he is 35, so he's closer to the end of his career. Old dudes in sports, they are in touch with their own mortality in their respective games, meaning they take nothing for granted, especially if they've gone through injuries. They understand how quickly it can all disappear. And to understand their appreciation, how much it means to them. I mean, Chris Sale's obviously had a really impressive career. But then, yeah, the last few years have been really tough. Being limited, wondering if he'd ever get back to the point where he could pitch at a dominant level. But also, would there be a team that would give him an opportunity? That was another question. So good for him. I'll be looking for Chris Sale and the joy on his face. This is an all-star game that I actually invest in. I really do enjoy it, appreciate it, love talking about it. In addition to that, we are so close to the baseball trade deadline, so the talk will start to ramp up a little bit more as we get closer. And remember, that extra wild card in each league kind of throws a wrench into everything. In addition to being on the cusp of, so coming on the heels of the All-Star game, heading toward the trade deadline, we did talk earlier, the Olympics are on the horizon. Team USA in basketball with a tune-up against Australia yesterday. Caitlin Clark, here we are on the eve, almost on the eve of the Olympics, and people are still asking her about the games on Sunday. Gosh, it feels like forever since I've talked about Caitlin Clark. I guess being off, it just the fever died down for a little bit, so you'll hear from her. And also some astounding numbers in terms of travel for the Olympics. They're not what you think. I was blown away when I heard this report from Bloomberg that I wanted to pass along. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twix, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, there's new photos up from the weekend. Always good to hear from you. Thank you for letting me know that I was missed. That's kind of you.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I would say just our resiliency, like, even when we get down and things don't go our way, like, we still find a way to win. And I think we've won every single game we've held our opponents under 84. So 74 is really good for us. And especially in that fourth quarter, like, we just played really good defense. We were switching, we were communicating. But I think just obviously you can start to tell, like, we're just getting more comfortable overall playing with each other, our chemistry, and we know where our teammates are going to be. And then also just setting our teammates up for success. Like, put them in positions that they can be successful in. I think we've done a better job of that.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
Following the voice of Caitlin Clark, it was weird to start thinking about Caitlin and the fever again. Now, soon the entire WNBA will be taking its three-week All-Star break, but, well, All-Star / Olympics. But we will get that game with the WNBA All-Stars versus the Olympic team. Going to be tremendous with all of the crackle and the tension. Just kidding. I don't know if there'll be any crackle and tension, but I do know it's fun to think about Caitlin proving to the U.S. Olympic team and the U.S. Olympic coaches that they left her off the roster at their own peril. Now, I know all the reasons why. And we talked to Jennifer Rosati, who was chair of the selection committee, going back a few weeks ago now. And I get it. They really want an experienced team. Part of what you're seeing with the men's team is that it takes them some time to find the group that plays the best together, to look for rhythm and continuity and guys who can jump in and play seamlessly with very little practice and very little time on the court together. And that's certainly the case for the women as well. Even more so, actually, because the NBA is out of season right now. The WNBA is in season, which means these ladies are all playing for their current teams. They don't have time to do another training camp, right? They've got to be able to focus on their jobs, which are, you know, the WNBA teams, until they get to the U.S. women's camp. And so it's going to be a lot jammed into a small stretch of time, a short stretch of time, and then they're off to Paris. And so experience is paramount. A lot of that is what Jen told us when she was with us here on the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. However, the conversations persist about Caitlin Clark being left off the Olympic team, especially when the Fever produce another fourth quarter rally on Sunday against the Minnesota Lynx. So they come away with another win. Now they're perilously close to a playoff spot. The postseason doesn't start today. Anyway, the coach of the Lynx is also coach for the U.S. women's team. And so Caitlin and, of course, the coaching staff asked about the Olympic team and about being left off the Olympic team and yada, yada, yada.
That's what you dream of as a young kid, like getting to represent your country. And obviously, I mean, AB having experience of playing for the junior national teams, like, you know how fun that is and how cool it is to wear USA across your chest. So gives you something to work for, something to dream for. But also, I feel like I can continue to get a lot better. And that, for me, like, that's my main focus. And that's what excites me the most going forward.
Good for her. She continues to handle it with grace and class. And she and Aaliyah Boston, they're working on quite a connection as two very young players for the Fever who are spearheading this charge now. But yeah, the coach of the Lynx is also the coach of the national team. Her name is Cheryl Reeve. And reporters attempted to get a comment from her, and she shut them down immediately. In fact, I will quote her, "Why the hell would I answer a national team question? I'm wearing Lynx." She goes on to say, "I'm the head coach of the national team, but I'm not the chair of the committee. Anybody want to venture into anything else?" Wow. 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 Clearly not the time nor the place, according to Cheryl Reeve. So that was squashed, but Caitlin did talk about how it's a dream and it gives her something to strive for. She's been pretty consistent in that respect. As for the Olympics, I mentioned this earlier, but it kind of blew me away. What we're hearing from the Travel and Tourism Committee, and I don't know if that's the exact name of it, but who's ever in charge of tourism and travel for Paris, so that bureau, has indicated that there will be 11.3 million people who are in Paris for the Olympics. But get this. According to that bureau and their expectations, only 1.5 million of those people will be international travelers. So 11.3 million people could potentially boost the economy, spend a lot of money. But the problem is, more money is spent from international travelers who either aren't familiar with Paris, haven't been there before, or maybe they just really love it, but they're only there occasionally. I mean, you want the tourists from all over the world to come in and spend money, because that's how you really can boost your economy with an event like this. Except they expect only 1.5 million people from international locales will make the trip to Paris. And this blew me away. Now, this is from a Bloomberg Money Minute. I heard it and actually had to go back and listen to it again because I thought maybe I misheard it. This is stunning to me because Paris always seems to be one of those destinations that people dream about. Oh, Paris, and the Eiffel Tower and the architecture that's so beautiful, not to mention the history, the food, the culture. It seems like a lot of Americans daydream about Paris or want to visit Paris if they haven't already. And here is this opportunity to go see the Olympics in Paris at the same time. Now, granted, it would be more crowded. Obviously, there's a lot of traffic and just increased presence, like bodies. There's so many bodies in the area. So I get that if you're not into sports or the Olympics, that would not be your cup of tea. But when you consider families, friends of the athletes, the coaches, and I'm really surprised that you're getting so few international travelers. Now, to take that a step further, this Bloomberg Money Minute also cited some statistics from a company. Now, this is here in the United States, that designs and pitches and sells, or I guess organizes, essentially a travel agent, but for sports fans who want to package up a trip to include not just the event surrounding their favorite team, but also sightseeing. So think NFL in London or NFL in Germany. And this particular travel agency, this company, packages up tours and sightseeing and food and hotels and maybe airfare and puts it all together so that fans can travel to see their favorite teams elsewhere in the world. I mean, we know the number of people that go to, say, the World Cup. That's a destination that people save up for years. Same thing with their favorite NFL team or NBA team or baseball team or even college team that travels overseas. And yet, according to this travel agency, right now, packages for Americans to go to the Olympics and spend time in Paris are 80% below their expected numbers. 80%! Not 18, 80. As in right now, they've only hit 20% of their goals and their projections for this particular sporting event, the Olympics. I don't know why. We had a caller earlier who said France is not welcoming, Paris is not welcoming to Americans. But I kind of feel like the Olympics would be an aberration. You want the money and the influx and the business that's coming in. And if you don't want it, some other company or restaurant will grab it. So yeah, blew me away. And this is the travel agency's business. Based on previous Olympics, they set a particular goal and projection, and right now they're running 80% below, 80% off pace, which is astounding. I expected that these would be a popular destination because of Paris. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I can tell you I will not be traveling to Paris. In fact, I'm not traveling anywhere again anytime soon. We are so tired of traveling, Bob and I. It's been a crazy 6 months, almost 7 months of marriage now, in which we've done a ton of traveling, honeymoon included, so I'm not complaining, but a bunch of family events, different milestones, weddings, my brother's big birthday. So we've just been on the move a ton. We're ready to just be home and be hermits. And also, there's another reason why we're really happy to be home. For those of you who ever heard me talk about a woman who used to dog sit for me, we had kind of gotten away from it and from asking her to do it because she's extremely messy, But we were in a bind, and so I reached out to her, and she agreed to stay for our long weekend. I thought, what's the worst that can happen? Right? She's always leaving me with dirty counters. The chairs are out of place. I don't know what she does in the house, but at least the dog is taken care of. The house doesn't burn down. So we get home, actually early on Monday morning. I think we walked in the door around 2 a.m. Eastern. And yes, the typical stuff is out of place. I go into the kitchen. I hope it's mud. There are brown streaks on the floor, my tile kitchen floor. Hope it's mud and not the other. We can't really tell. But as we've walked through the house over the last 24 hours, they're in every room. These brown streaks, and they're really hard to clean up. Again, I'm really hoping it's not dry poo, and instead it's mud, and somehow she tracked it all over the house. But the other thing, I go to put a load of laundry in on Monday. Oh, no, her laundry's in my washer. She asked me if she could do laundry. I said yes. Apparently, come to find out, she put it in the washer and never even washed it. And so she came back to get it. Oh, it's still dirty. Are you kidding? I even asked her over the weekend, how'd it go with the laundry? Get everything done? Oh, yeah, all done. And then I come home and her laundry's still in the washer. And there's mud streaks all over the house. Oh, gross. That's never again. Never again. My thanks to Chris, who stepped in to produce tonight without much notice. Thank you. Appreciate you. Back with you tonight for The Hump Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.